Welcome to another in our series of Politics and Review podcasts. The vacant 6th Congressional District seat in Texas was filled during the week. State Representative Jake Elzey defeated the late Republican Congressman Ron Wright's widow, Susan Wright, in a double Republican runoff upset. While Ms. Wright was the favorite going into Election Day, Mr. Elzey again exceeded his predicted vote total, as he has done in three previous elections. Adding Representative-elect Elzey to the House Republican Conference brings the total party membership to 212, as compared to the Democrats' 220 members, with three vacancies remaining. Next up are primaries for the two Ohio districts, one Democratic and one Republican. The August 3rd nomination contest will almost assuredly determine the winner of the November 2nd special general election in each instance. In the Democratic 11th district that covers parts of Cleveland and Akron, the large field has evolved into a battle between two candidates, both with national Democratic support. Former State Senator Nina Turner was the national co-chair of the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign, and he and his progressive left allies have endorsed her. Cuyahoga County Councilwoman and local Democratic Party Chair Chantel Brown is casting herself with the Democratic Party establishment, and she earned Hillary Clinton and the Congressional Black Caucus's support. The race began as Ms. Turner's to lose, but now a close finish is appearing on the political horizon. In the 15th district, due south of Columbus, 11 Republicans are vying to capture their party's nomination, which should mean a ticket to Washington, D.C. later in the year. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed Ohio Coal Association Chairman Mike Carey, but State Senator Bob Peterson, State Representative Jeff Luray, and former State Representative Ron Hood are all formidable candidates. On the gubernatorial front, a new poll from the University of California at Berkeley finds Governor Gavin Newsom in a tight recall election among those categorized as most likely to vote. According to UC Berkeley, Newsom would survive only 50-47% as the campaign moves toward the September 14th election day. The pollsters believe Newsom's biggest problem is that virtually all surveyed Democrats believe he will win the recall vote, thus leading to low enthusiasm among them for this election. If Mr. Newsom is recalled, Los Angeles political commentator Larry Elder leads the group of 46 replacement candidates. He has an 8-point edge over both 2018 general election finalist John Cox and former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner. In Nebraska, former Republican Governor Dave Heineman, who served 10 years in the position, confirms he is considering running again in 2022. Incumbent GOP Governor Pete Ricketts is ineligible to seek a third term, and Mr. Heineman says he will make a final decision about running, quote, in the fall, unquote. At this point, most observers believe he will enter the open race. Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker announced last week that he would seek re-election, and already he has hit the airwaves with an early commercial run. The geographically targeted ads outside of Chicago feature Illinois citizens working to assist in battling COVID. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.